98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire, and I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground.
I'm Sherry Preston. At least one person has been killed in Southern California as powerful storms continue to pound the region. Heavy rain bringing life-threatening flooding, winds, and mudslides. ABC's Matt Gutman just outside Los Angeles.
On the Palos Verdes Peninsula near Los Angeles, many residents afraid of how their homes might be affected. In Santa Rosa, this resident recalling the moment a tree crashed into his apartment.
All of a sudden, it felt like an earthquake hit my house, but from above, saw that the tree had gone entirely through the wall of my house.
That branch impaling his roof and wall. Luckily, he was able to walk away uninjured.
Capital One wants to buy Discover in a deal worth about $35 billion, one that could affect as many as 400 million credit card holders. Arab nations are putting a vote to the UN Security Council today on a ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. expected to veto it. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny continuing to appeal unsuccessfully for access to his body, Russian authorities refusing to tell her where it is. This is ABC News. Due in a Colorado courtroom today, the man suspected of killing two people on the campus of the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs. 25-year-old Nicholas Jordan is a student there. For the second day in a row, the Eiffel Tower is shut down. Workers there on strike over what they say is mismanagement. A big win for a race car driver and video games after William Byron won the Daytona 500. ABC's Chuck Sievertson with more.
It's the first career Great American Race victory for Byron, the Hendrick Motorsports racer. He crossed the finish line while the race was under a caution flag. Nevertheless,
pretty amazing. So it's I'm just so thankful. I got a great team.
And playing on the computer is not always a waste of time.
I had a much different background than, you know, anybody in the sport growing up racing on iRacing on the computer.
Byron's 26. Chuck Sievertson, ABC Sports.
And video games also helping a young chess champ. 8-year-old Ashwat Kaushik has become the youngest chess player ever to beat a grandmaster. His parents don't even play chess. He learned how online. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options in-store and on Menards.com and save big money today. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger's Den and Phillips is a proud Tall Timbers sponsor and a supporter of the Logger United organization. They wish much success to all Phillips Logger sports teams. And when you're hungry for a great meal, from burgers to fries and steaks, head on over to the Badger's Den in Phillips.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say people can expect a more responsive state government. Governor Evers says tighter majorities will spur lawmakers to find middle ground on issues like Medicaid expansion.
I have to believe there is at least one Republican in the House or the Senate that agrees with us on that. And hope, you know, then maybe we could find a solution.
Evers signed the new maps into law yesterday. Today is spring primary day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 tonight. We'll have election updates on many civic media stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 24th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Donner's Bay Resort on the Turtle Flambeau Flowage, there will be an ice fishing tournament held in memory of Klaus Kretke. Cash prizes will be given for the largest fish caught in several categories. There will be hot food, warm and cold beverages, and tickets for many raffles. The resort is located just off of Iron County Highway FF between Mercer and Butternut at 2974 Hiawatha Road.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Badgers fall in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing on the road to Iowa, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has dropped out of the top 25 listing. Wisconsin has lost five of their last six games. They host Maryland at the Kohl Center. Marquette falls to the number 7th ranked team in the nation after losing by 28 to the number 1 ranked UConn Huskies. The Golden Eagles host DePaul tomorrow night. Baseball, reaction to the Brewers signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a new 2-year deal while he recovers this year from surgery to repair his shoulder, Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich.
Yeah, he's a great teammate. Everybody loves having Woody around, and it's just going to be big to have him around this year, you know, whatever capacity, whether, you know, he pitches or not, who knows. But just to have him around and then hopefully have him again next year ready to go will be huge for us. And love playing with him. You know, there's nobody else I'd rather have the ball on the mound than Woody. You know, he's proved it over and over again in big games, and great competitor, great teammate, so it's really nice to have him back.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, boys basketball last night, teams winding down their regular season. Mellon topped Flambeau 77-64. Northwood beat Butternut 61-25. Rib Lake, you heard it here, they topped you didn't hear, you heard the other one. Rib Lake beat Shawamigan 58-48. You heard Prentice and Phillips last night. Prentice at home. Top Phillips 69-62. Girls tournament action front and center tonight. We've got it for you. Butternut and Mercer girls from the Butternut Gym. 7 o'clock tonight. That'll be right here. 98Q, 98QCountry.com, Civic Media app. And the Shawamigan girls travel to Cadott tonight. That'll be on 103.1. And you can listen anywhere, anytime on your phone. Just download that Civic Media app and listen to the Jack FM, and you'll get the game on your phone tonight. High school girls coverage tonight, right here.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's take a look at the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Wednesday, the 21st of February already. Tomorrow we've got beef stroganoff with mushrooms. There's noodles and California blend fruit salad. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Kennan, and Brentwood. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. Today is the day to get prepared for a successful retirement. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 8:45 to hear Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants give you guided information to a sound and balanced plan. Or call Matt directly at 715-748-3231. Pioneer Financial Consultants, you come first with sophisticated financial strategies, making your investment goals a reality. Locations in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referred to here are independent of Osaic Wealth. We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this wintertime.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys will set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, but yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway in Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, almost exactly like yesterday. We'll get to about 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 24 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. On Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Field to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and duros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and it's stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Therese-Line, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the all-new OutdoorNews.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting state citizens to celebrate the Badger State's natural resources and showcase your art via the Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project. The agency is accepting entries for the contest through April 1st. I'll share more details when we return, but first.
Since 1967, generations of Minnesota sportsmen have trusted Outdoor News to keep them up to date with the latest news, pro tips, features, fishing reports, gear reviews, and more. For less than a buck per week, you can carry on the tradition and join thousands of Minnesota sportsmen by subscribing to Outdoor News. Whether you prefer a printed copy in your mailbox each week or the convenience of up-to-the-minute news on your smartphone or computer, we've got you covered. Subscribe today at outdoornews.com/subscribe.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is accepting entries for the 16th annual Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project through April 1st. The top photographs and writing submissions will be featured in the DNR's Office of Great Waters next calendar. The Photo Contest and Writing Project highlight how people connect with and value the Great Lakes and Mississippi River, inspiring greater care for these vast yet vulnerable resources. Eligible entries include photos of Lakes Michigan or Superior or the Mississippi River, and short essays, stories, and poems around 200 words inspired by Wisconsin's Great Waters. To review the photo contest and writing project rules and instructions, visit the DNR's Great Waters Photo Contest and Writing Project webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Great Waters Contest. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at outdoornews.com.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side.
Q Country.
music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up, 30 early out there in the drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on.
Seven
caring but losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Tucson, too late, 98Q Country, country hits of today. We mix in some of those classics every once in a while, too. From yesterday, another beautiful day in the Northwoods, temperatures in the 40s. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, even pushing 50, maybe. A Complete Rain Gutter Services, they've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years now. Visit them for a quote at CompleteRainGutter.com. We've got some birthdays to get to here. If you have somebody who's celebrating today, or even belated from the last couple of days, that's fine. Give us a call. We'll wish them a happy day. They'll have a chance to win a free cake like James Vasa did this past Friday. How about that? So gonna go, James. So we got another free cake we'll be handing out this Friday, and that's eligible to anybody who celebrated a birthday or anniversary the week before. 715-762-3221. You can always email us those birthdays, anniversaries ahead of time. WCQM at civicmedia.us. We'll get to all the birthdays in just a moment after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least one person has been killed in Southern California as powerful storms continue to pound the region. Heavy rain bringing life-threatening flooding, winds, and mudslides. ABC's Matt Gutman just outside Los Angeles.
On the Palos Verdes Peninsula near Los Angeles, many residents afraid of how their homes might be affected. In Santa Rosa, this resident recalling the moment a tree crashed into his apartment.
All of a sudden, it felt like an earthquake hit my house, but from above, thought that the tree had gone entirely through the wall of my house.
That branch impaling his roof and wall. Luckily, he was able to walk away uninjured.
Capital One wants to buy Discover in a deal worth about $35 billion, one that could affect as many as 400 million credit card holders. Arab nations are putting a vote to the UN Security Council today on a ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. expected to veto it. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny continuing to appeal unsuccessfully for access to his body. Russian authorities refusing to tell her where it is. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say they have their own problems. Republican Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green tells Civic Media's Phil Nee that one new Senate district stretches from Richland Center to Madison.
You think about the issues in the city of Madison versus the city of Richland Center. I mean, it's just two different worlds.
Markline says he doesn't expect Republicans to sue to delay the new maps. The new maps will mean a lot of changes and a lot of tough decisions for some state lawmakers. WisPolitics reports 21 state lawmakers are now drawn into the same districts, including 6 in the Senate and 11 in the Assembly. Some lawmakers say they plan to move in order to try to stay in office. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, February 24th from 4 to 7 at the Mercer Senior Citizen Center, it's the Mercer VFW Post Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser, featuring spaghetti with meatballs or sausage for $15, and coffee, salad, garlic bread, and dessert. Beer, wine, soda, and water are also available, with takeouts upon request, plus basket raffles. Be sure to stop by to help support Mercer's VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks headed back from their All-Star break and getting ready for their road trip to Minnesota this Friday night. They need to turn things around from that 3-7 record so far under head coach Doc Rivers. The Brooklyn Nets fired their head coach Jacques Vaughn in just the second year of a 4-year contract worth nearly $20 million. Baseball Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Sal Frelick will get a look at playing second and maybe some third base during spring training. In an interview, Pat Murphy was asked, with Craig Counsell, now the manager of the Chicago Cubs, how much bigger will the rivalry be with the Brewers?
Yeah, I think it's good for baseball. I think what Counts did can be viewed in many different ways. I've been close with this guy since he was 17 years old. So, you know, we'll always be close. It doesn't matter what happens. We could fight. cops could jump on my back during a brawl. That would be his best strategy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Girls tournament basketball kicking off tonight in D5. South Shore hosting Bruce. Gilman will entertain Lake Holcomb. Rather, will travel to Lake Holcomb tonight. Hurley, it's a home game against Flambeau. The Mercer girls travel to Butternut. We'll have that game for you 7 o'clock tonight right here. Drummond playing host to Cornell tonight. Got Winter traveling to take on Mellon. The Prentice girls will entertain Washburn tonight, and the Thorpe girls will travel to Owen Withy. The Rib Lake girls, they get a 9 seed. They'll be on the road as they will travel to take on Three Lake Phelps. The Shawamigan girls on the road. They travel to Cadott tonight. We'll have that game for you with Steve Jetland on 103.1 tonight and on the Civic Media app.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Multitech of Prentice offers reliable forest machinery that lasts for decades and retains its value, and is also a very proud Phillips Lager Booster Club sponsor.
Birthdays and anniversaries, if you're celebrating here on this 20th day of February, you share your day with Rihanna, the singer, native of Barbados, has racked up numerous awards and sold more than 10 million albums. Rihanna, whose real name is Robin Rihanna Fenty. She's 36 today. Miles Teller, the actor from Whiplash, Fantastic Four and others, is 37 today. Trevor Noah, the South African comedian, took over as host of The Daily Show back in 2015, and he's 40 today. Chris Thile, T-H-I-L-E, the ex-Nickel Creek singer, is 43. Coy Bowles, the Zac Brown Band member, 45 today. Stephon Marbury, former Minnesota Timberwolf, NBA player. He finished his career by playing over in Beijing for the Beijing Ducks. Stephon Marbury is 47 today. Kurt Cobain, the Nirvana singer, born on this day, 1967, passed back in 1994. Who else here? Cindy Crawford, the model actress, married for a time to Richard Gere. You don't want to know. Old. She still looks fabulous, but she's 58, Cindy Crawford, 58 today. Charles Barkley, the round mound of sound. He's pretty good on the NBA pre- and post-game shows, though. You put him and Shaq together, it's pretty good stuff, actually. The retired NBA great, he's 61 for Charles Barkley. Kathy Bailey from Bailey and the Boys, lead singer, 73. Ivana Trump, the Czech native, was married to Donald Trump from 77 to 92. She passed back in 2000, July of 2022. She was born on this day, 1949, Ivana Trump. Brenda Blethyn, B-L-E-T-H-Y-N, the veteran English actress, is 78. Phil Esposito, NHL Hockey Hall of Famer, 82. Sidney Poitier, the Bahamian American. He became the first black man to win a Best Actor Oscar for Lilies of the Field. Born on this day, 1927, Sidney Poitier passed in January of 2022. Robert Altman, the veteran director, he directed films like Gosford Park, MASH, The Player, Shortcuts, nominated for Oscars 5 times. Robert Altman, born on this day, 1925, passed in 2006. And Gloria Vanderbilt, the heiress, actress, socialite, put her name to a popular brand of expensive jeans for a time is the mother of CNN News newsman Anderson Cooper. And she's had many, well, relationships. Howard Hughes, Frank Sinatra, Marlon Brando, Gloria Vanderbilt, born on this day, 1924. She passed in 2019.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
Weather update brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling. They are your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, almost exactly like yesterday. We'll get to about 42 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 24 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. On Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar.
QCountry.com.
Q. We're going to throw snowballs a couple of times, so hang on. We got some $25 gift certificates we're just itching to give to you. So stay tuned for your chance to win with the snowball. Throwdown, showdown, and we're back with the warm weather to calling it the mowdown, too, to get out that lawnmower. We'll give you a chance to win. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about your money with Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. We'll do that in 1 minute.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji Aluminum Free Dry Spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Let's chat a little bit about your money. We've got Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Nice enough to join us to do that. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, I got the lawn chair out. I've got the PF50 out, and I'm ready for a little sunshine, a little sun in here the next couple of days here.
No doubt. I think they should move spring training up to northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. I think we would be hard-pressed, even someone who's lived here all their life, to remember a winter where we did not open a snowmobile trail one time during the whole winter.
Oh, I agree. It's crazy. I know I don't remember one. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about people's money. We're going to talk about something that we have touched on before on this show, emergency fund. A little something put away just in case something happens where you need it, whatever it may be. So let's talk about that and what a good number is and what an emergency fund is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and this kind of piggybacks off of what we've talked about the last couple of weeks. And I have a question for you, Joel. Have you ever had one of those months, the type of months where the water heater stops heating, the dishwasher stops washing, and you and your family end up on a first name basis with the nurse at urgent care?
Yeah, or the pet has something go wrong, and there's $200-$300, right. And there's, you're right, there's a couple $100 that flies over here. Yeah, everybody's right. Had that month, Matt. Everybody.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. I think everyone that's listening can certainly think of a time where that's happened. And then possibly driving to work and you see smoke coming under your hood to top it all off. but bad things happen to the best of us. And sometimes it's like they come in waves. And that's when an emergency cash fund can come in handy. One survey found that over 2 in 3 Americans are not confident that they have enough emergency savings to cover a month's worth of expenses. Another survey found that 43% of Americans said they wouldn't be able to cover an unexpected $1,000 expense with money from their savings account. So the big question, and you mentioned it, is how much money do you need in a emergency savings? And how large should an emergency fund be? Know that the answer, the best answer is there's certainly not one size that fits all. The ideal amount may depend on your financial situation and lifestyle. For example, if you own a home or have dependents, you may be more likely to face financial emergencies. If you have a young baby at home, getting sick is certainly common. And obviously owning a home, those water heaters and things can go out. And if a job loss affects your income, you may need emergency funds for months. So that's where it's certainly not a one size fits all, and every situation is a little bit different.
Right.
If saving several months of income seems unreasonable, don't despair. Start with a more modest goal, such as saving $1,000, and build your savings a bit at a time. Consider setting up automatic monthly transfers into the savings or emergency fund. You know, that's something that we've talked about a few times, Joel, and that's, you don't typically set, when you set up that automatic transfer. It's something that you don't see, and I don't want to say you forget about it, but it makes life a little bit easier, and you'll be able to see that emergency fund grow.
Right.
And once your savings begin to build, you may be tempted to use the money in the account for something other than an emergency.
Yeah.
It might be a trip to Arizona or further north snowmobiling. I don't know. But the big thing is to try to avoid that. Instead, budget and prepare separately for those bigger expenses you know are coming.
Right. And when we talk about emergency funds, I know some people probably think right now, they're saying, well, I've got a credit limit on my credit card. You know, I could always use that if I need to.
Yeah, that's one answer. Probably not the best answer.
No, that's a dangerous game. That's a dangerous
absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And the next question that people ask is where do I put this savings emergency fund? Many people open traditional savings accounts to hold their emergency funds. They typically offer modest rates of return. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, insures bank accounts for up to $250,000 per depositor per institution in principal and interest. Other people may turn to money market accounts or money market funds in emergencies. While money market accounts are savings accounts, money market funds are considered low-risk securities. Money market funds are not backed by any government institution, which means they can lose money. Depending on your particular goals and the amount you have saved, some combination of low-risk investments may be your best choice.
All right.
Certainly, we want to keep low-risk investments because we want that money there in case of that emergency that we don't have planned. And know that money held in money market funds is not insured or guaranteed by the FDIC or any other government agency. Money market funds seek to preserve the value of your investment at $1 a share. However, it is possible to lose money by investing in a money market fund.
All right.
And in wrapping things up, Joel, know that the only thing you know about unexpected expenses is that they're coming. You know, you may not know when, but they're coming. Having an emergency fund may help to alleviate the stress and worry that come with them. If you lack emergency savings now, consider taking steps to create a cushion for the future.
Right. And I mentioned earlier, and I was half kidding, but somewhat serious too. You want to come out of that emergency thing at least where you were before. You know, when you lean on like a credit card or something like that, then you're talking about that money just compounding, and it just like the stone rolling down the hill. It just gets worse and worse. So you want to avoid that, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we talk about interest, and with credit card debt or credit cards, that's the interest we don't want to pay. And in essence, when you're saving for that emergency fund, you can pay yourself back versus paying a credit card company and that high interest rate. You can set it up where you pay yourself back that amount instead of that credit card company in this instance.
And that temptation of having, you know, maybe a few $1,000 sitting there as an emergency fund, it can be tempting. Maybe ask grandma to put it in a coffee can in her closet. So you're just away from, so you're not even tempted. Do what you got to do, right? So you're not tempted, right?
Exactly. Do what you got to do to keep that there so that it's there for that rainy day when those emergency expenses come up. No doubt.
We don't believe in the coffee can in the ground thing, but in this case, maybe. Just maybe. It's just something so you're not tempted to fly out to Vegas for a weekend, right?
Right, yeah. It's not a one-size-fits-all, whatever.
Right. All right, well, folks have any questions, if they want to sit down and just have an initial consultation and maybe kind of get their financial future, you know, planning going, they can just sit down with you, a free initial consultation, right, ma'am?
Yes, absolutely. We have offices in Medford, Hawkins, and Phillips.
Very, very easy. How can they reach out to you there, ma'am?
Yep. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right. And you're on the web, too. What's your website there?
We are, yes. Our website is www.pioneer-financial.net.
All right. Very good, Matt. Good information. Discipline, when there's extra money laying around, can be tough. But I tell you what, when that furnace goes out or the car has an issue, it's certainly is well worth it. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, it definitely pays dividends and paying for those expenses, but the worry-free as well, or much less stress.
Thank you, Matt. Think we'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Have a great week.
Sounds good. Thanks. You too, Joel.
You bet. Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 right here to talk about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Well, we got a two-game win streak going, so let's do it. Let's throw some snowballs. Caller 4 right now at 715-762-3221. If you have not won twice, you're good. Everybody else, you haven't won, you won once, you're good. Give us a call. Caller 4 will give you a chance to throw some snowballs. Hey, your local Park Falls BP, they're right there next to McDonald's. You need to fuel yourself up. Maybe a little coffee, little Joe. Maybe the car needs a little gas in it, whatever it may be. All the stuff you'd expect to find. You know, a little snack for lunch, a little thing on the way to the kids' game or whatever. Your local Park Falls BP, they're right next to McDonald's. Located right there on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team. All right, all right, all right. Let's do it. Three in a row. I'm so excited. So excited. Who's this?
It's Orm Stewart here.
Hey, Orm. How's the old buck doing?
Hanging in.
All right. Very good. Very good. Got any deer moving around out in your area out there?
I hardly ever see any.
Yeah, me neither. I haven't seen much at all. You'd think with the warm weather, they'd be moving, right?
Yep.
All right. Let's spin the wheel here, Orm. Let's see what we got here for you. Glamorous prizes, as always. We've got Northern Lights in the Lanes here in Park Falls, a $25 gift certificate for dining there. Orv, all right, we're two for our last two, Orv. You need to tell us, Gunner A, Gunner B, which one is the one, Orv?
A sounds good today.
A sounds good. A, A. We're in the Northwoods. A, yeah, for sure. Here, A. Let's see what we got here. Here we go. Come on, Orv.
Stand there, do something.
What?
like a rifle in the woods on an 8-point buck. You got her.
Thank you.
All right, Orv. Come on in and get that anytime. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you much. Bye.
Thank you, Orv. Orv Stewart is in there. That's three in a row now. I knew it would catch up eventually. Now, if you haven't won yours yet, don't worry. Don't worry. We still got a lot of really nice certificates available. I think we're over halfway through the number we've given out, but still Around the Corner Pub in Mercer. I see the Big Dipper. I see Cabin Creations. I see Shawamic Home Furnishings, Decor to Adore, Fraser's Mercantile, and Catawba is still there. Great Northern Motel, Wolf's Den. We still got one of those left. Jack's Corner Bar, we still got one for the Lanes, even though we just gave one to Orv. Odeur Nutrition, Panasia Oriental Market, and Park Falls Chamber, Leisure City and Woodruff, BC Auto Repair. We've run out of Park Falls Family Restaurant and Patchouli Garden and Ross's Sports Shop. Those are all out the door, as is actually Decor to Adore, actually is out the door too. But all the other ones, we'll play one more time sometime before 10 here this morning.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-254-5040. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need.